Jerry Bader Show 936 reports this morning. Jermichael Finley in ICU. Other reports say it's merely a precaution, which sounds rather unusual to me. Of course, he took a tremendous hit, suffered a neck injury. We know that he had feeling in his extremities. That's about all we know right now. I would suspect, I'm not going to suspect anything. In terms of how long he's going to be out, there's too much speculating going on out there today already. We'll find out what we find out when we find it out. If he's going to be gone for an extended period of time, and I think the odds of that are good. Again, I'm just going by what we do know now. You do wonder if the Packers are going to rethink not acquiring another wide receiver. By the way, all of you, Donald Driver, Donald Driver, Donald Driver, it's not going to happen. If I'm wrong on that, I would be absolutely shocked. Now, that's it. That's a good point, Jason. He had two concussions in a month. I don't remember what the rules are on that. I've gotten those rules wrong before, so I'm not going to comment on the concussion policy because I haven't looked it up and I've gotten it wrong before. So I'm not going to even deal with that. There's a protocol you have to go through. I remember all of that. But this one potentially goes even way beyond a concussion. So we'll find out what we find out. But you just wonder. I know how Ted Thompson is. He likes that home cooking. And Boykin looked really good yesterday. Really did. Offense struggled at times. Aaron Rodgers, I think rightfully so, is getting a lot of credit for really picking up that offense and going with it. The running game, not as successful as it's been in recent weeks, but that welcome to the Cleveland defense. That's what they've been doing. But enough. Yes, I agree, Jason, successful enough. But, I mean, what 85 total yards? Is that what I saw? Or 88 something? I don't remember what it was. But not what it's been doing lately, although Lacy still looked pretty good. He always gets one or two more or three or more yards than you think he should. He's able to extend it. Instead of 3 yards, it's often 5 yards, or instead of 2 yards, it's often 4 yards, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but on first down, it is. They had 94 yards rushing? Okay. So, in that regard, okay, Lacy had 82. That's where I got the 80-something. Rodgers, 12. I do think Rodgers really did a very good job. Two incredibly thrilling games in the NFC North yesterday. The Bears and the Lions lose narrow ones. I just felt like they were both going to come back and win those games. The other big story of the NFL weekend was Colts defeated the Broncos at home. Peyton Manning really did come home to a hero's welcome. Very different situation than when Brett Favre left the Packers under the circumstances that he left the Packers and then returned to Lambeau Field. A lot of acrimony, a lot of division among fans, that sort of thing. None of that this time. I mean, obviously, Colts fans wanted their team to win. They booed when the Broncos came out, but they cheered Peyton Manning, and they had a video. And, of course, the whole owner Irsay's comments were revisited, where he seemed to be suggesting that Peyton Manning gypped the Colts by only getting one Super Bowl trophy. Just a whole weird set of affairs there. But it was amazing. Andrew Luck looked very good in that game. Manning struggled by Manning's standards. And all of a sudden, the Broncos are looking very human. Going to be interesting to see. I miss this one, and my daughter shared it with me. Now, the Boston Herald had this story a week ago yesterday. So it's possible that you've seen this. It's possible that other talk shows have talked about this. This, my brain's only so big, and I only have two eyes, and I can just absorb so much information. And as good as this one is, I missed it when the Boston Herald first had it. You know that one of my hot buttons is the zero tolerance mentality of school districts. You see it everywhere. I mean, there have been cases here in Wisconsin. Seems like there's a case a week. Usually it's some stupid weapons violation. A kid eating a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun, which still has to be the dumbest one ever. But there are other ones, you know, little charms and a charm bracelet that are a gun or a knife, a T-shirt depicting a gun, that sort of thing. This has nothing to do with guns. This is out of North Andover, Massachusetts. 17-year-old Aaron Cox is captain of their volleyball team at North Andover. I'm not familiar with North Andover. Like most high schools, they have a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to drinking parties. If you're caught at a drinking party and you don't have a drop of alcohol in your system or on your breath, it doesn't matter. You're not supposed to be where alcohol is being consumed. If you are, you're toast. You face the same consequences as an athlete, as any other athlete there who is drunk off their butt. I've always been a bit conflicted about that, but I understand it. I do understand that zero tolerance level. Well, you shouldn't be there. You're a student athlete, and you know that this is practically the death penalty for you, potentially. If you're caught where there's alcohol, get the hell out of there. So there's never deemed a good excuse for being at a beer party, a drinking party, when you're a high school athlete. Get out. You're not supposed to be there. Well, here's what happened to 17-year-old Erin Cox, again, captain of North Andover's volleyball team. She wasn't at the drinking party. Yet, she's in trouble. Well, wait a minute. How does that happen? She finished work at the Andover Inn and then met friends at an Andover yogurt shop. There, she got a cell phone call from a friend who had been drinking at the party and was too drunk to drive. She wanted Aaron to come and pick her up. Okay. Aaron did. Aaron says, don't let friends drive drunk. Don't let friends drive drunk. We tell our kids, if you've been drinking, call mom or dad to come get you. No questions asked. We tell them too. And if you can't call your parents, call a sober friend. Aaron's friend called sober Aaron. Aaron drove to a home on Main Street in Boxford and worked her way through a wild scene of partying teens until she found that friend. This is where it sounds like something out of a TV show. Just as police from Boxford, Haverhill, Georgetown, and North Andover showed up, they arrested a dozen underage drinkers and warned another 15 underage youths they'd be summoned to court for drinking. Aaron Cox was one of those told she'd be summoned for drinking, even though she wasn't, even though Boxford police officer Brian Neely vouched for her sobriety in a written statement to Aaron's mother. Eleanor took to court Friday. She filed a lawsuit hoping to reverse the high school's punishment of Aaron. Aaron was stripped of her captain's position and suspended midseason for 5 games. Don't drink, we tell our high school kids, and don't go to a party where kids are drinking, we tell high school athletes, or you too could get suspended. Aaron Cox understood all this as well. But I wasn't drinking, she told a reporter, Marjorie Egan. And I felt like going to get her was the right thing to do. Saving her from getting in the car when she was intoxicated and hurt herself, or getting in a car with someone else who was drinking, I'd give her a ride home. Had police not shown up that night, we adults would likely praise Aaron Cox, not punish her for responsible judgment. Maybe we would have said she should have called her own parents, or her friend's parents, or some other adult first. But that's because we forgot the cardinal teenage rule. Only tattletales go to adults and get friends in trouble as a last desperate resort. Jeffrey Bach, who represented the high school in court Friday when Eleanor Cox's lawsuit went nowhere, said, once police became involved, there was little choice. The school is really trying to take a very serious and principled stand regarding alcohol, he said. And we get all that. Teen drinking is a serious problem. But since we adults haven't figured out how to stop it, we send mixed messages to teenagers. We impose penalties unevenly and arbitrarily. Kids we catch pay a price. Kids who outrun police pay none. Schools don't really investigate who did what, and teens learn no lessons because they see no fairness. The message here, said Eleanor Cox's lawyer, Wendy Murphy, kids shouldn't help each other. Asked what she learned, Aaron Cox said, I feel very defeated. When you're in high school, you're supposed to stay perfect and be perfect, but everyone makes mistakes. Asked if knowing what she knows, was she mistaken to get her friend? She said she would do it all over again. It was the right thing, she said. What do you think? 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Jason's asking a very interesting question that we'll get to as we get your thoughts on this. Do you see the school's point of view on this? Look, she was caught at a beer party. The cops were there. They can't. They just have to go with zero tolerance. Or are they being ridiculous? Or somewhere in between. 406-1360. 888-455-1360 is 947.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.